It's awkward.
It's Tuesday.
It's Brooke and Jubal's Awkward Tuesday phone call.
Every girl wants a man of mystery until they actually get one. It sounds great until you show up to your dude's house and he's like, I'm at home sick, but he's actually not home at all and he lied to you. He's a man of mystery.
Oh.
Yep. And that's why Renee is on the phone right now. She needs to do an Awkward Tuesday phone call to her new boyfriend. She caught him lying the other day.
That's pretty major.
She showed up to his house after work to kind of surprise him with dinner. He wasn't there. She asked, hey, where are you? And he said, I'm at home sick. Clearly, he was not home. So she wants to call him today to ask where he was and why he lied and maybe find out if he is, in fact, cheating on her. Then she can call him out on the radio and embarrass him in front of everybody. You ready, Renee?
Oh, like you wouldn't believe.
Yeah.
So, Renee, my only advice to you would be to try to control your emotions as much as possible.
I'll do my best.
Yeah, just because I know when I get into these situations, it's like, I become really crazy. And then the other person's like, well, good thing I cheated because that chick is nuts.
Where are you right now, Renee?
I'm in my car.
Okay, where?
In the parking lot of my work.
Okay, see, okay. I was going to offer you the other suggestion. I was going to say go wait outside of his house.
No.
And then if he tells you that he's cheating, have a match and gasoline with you and just have at it.
I am in my car. I could.
All right. God, no.
I'm going to dial his phone number right now and let you make your Awkward Tuesday phone call.
All right, let's do this.
Hello?
Hey, you.
Hey, how's it going?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm doing all right. Just doing some cleaning. What are you up to?
I was just calling to see how you were feeling now.
How am I feeling?
Yeah, you know, you weren't feeling too great the other day. Just seeing how you're doing now.
Oh, yeah, the other night, you mean. I'm all right. I'm feeling a little better. Lots of water.
Oh, good. Just want to make sure that you're doing better now.
Yeah, thanks for checking in. I really appreciate it. I miss you.
Oh, I miss you too. So I was wondering, like, you were, like, really, really sick that night, yeah?
Yeah, I mean.
Like, were you in bed the whole time or on your couch or were you getting sick or just kind of, what was going on?
I was on the couch and on the bed.
Oh, you were? Okay, were you watching, like, TV or anything?
At some point, I'm sure, yeah. Why?
Well, I came over that night.
You came over?
Yeah, I came over after I got done with work because I was going to surprise you with dinner.
Oh, well, you know what? I think I might have run to the pharmacy to get some cold medication or something to help me sleep.
Well, that's funny because you sent me a text message saying that you were in bed.
Well, I mean, I was. I don't know the exact timeline of my sleep pattern.
Are you sure it was your bed?
Yes. What are you implying?
That you lied to me, and I've caught you in a lie. You weren't at home. None of the lights were on. Your TV wasn't on. I asked where you were, and you clearly weren't at home. You're lying to me. And first of all, I deserve to know why you're lying to me. And if you think that this relationship has any sort of leg to stand on, you're going to start telling me the truth now, and I'm going to decide if we should stay together or not.
I don't know. Maybe I was asleep when you came over.
Jake, how about you just cut the bullshit, because I already smell it.
But I'm trying to figure out how to explain this to you. I don't exactly know where to start.
How about the truth?
Well, first of all, it's probably not what you think it is.
Just tell me the truth, please, and, like, get
to it. Okay, okay, all right. Well, you know the neighborhood that I live in. It's a nice neighborhood, I'd like to say.
Yeah.
I spend my spare time helping the neighborhood.
Okay, that doesn't answer my question. Where were you? What were you doing? Were you planting flowers? Were you taking care of an elderly neighbor? No, this is another half-truth.
Honestly, I was probably a couple of hundred feet from you, out patrolling, for lack of a better word, the neighborhood.
Like, neighborhood watch? or?
Yeah, in a way, yeah.
I am not understanding what you're talking about. Where were you specifically? What were you doing, and why were you a couple hundred feet away from me but didn't say anything?
I was patrolling the neighborhood, like I said before.
Did you see me?
I did not see you, and if I did see you, I probably would have said hello. But if you saw me, you probably would have been a little weirded out by my outfit.
Why?
I'm the neighborhood superhero.
Okay.
Wow.
Hello?
Hey, Jake.
Who's this?
This is Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning.
What the hell is going on?
Well, Renee wanted us to call you to do an Awkward Tuesday phone call because after you lied about being homesick the other night, she thought that maybe you were cheating on her, but I don't think anybody expected to hear what we just heard. So can you explain? What do you mean you're the neighborhood superhero?
It all started about a month ago when I was driving home from work and I saw some guy trying to break into my neighbor's car.
What?
So I did the chivalrous thing to do and I got out and I stopped it and neighbors saw. And then it just started snowballing, and I just started doing good deeds around the neighborhood. I stopped two car burglaries and a couple of kids vandalizing a local school. So I just decided to go with it since it seemed to be somewhat of a calling.
Hey.
So you'd rather just lie to her and tell her that you're sick instead of being like, can't hang out tonight, gotta go stop some car vandals.
Well, yeah, I just thought it would be less weird if I didn't tell her at all. I mean, I don't know how to explain that to someone.
I still don't believe you. I don't. Like, this all sounds like way too crazy. You seriously expect me to believe this?
That I mean, I would
this
hope.
Local, just neighborhood watchman superhero.
I mean, I don't have any superpowers, but I just try and.
Do you have a super outfit?
Yes. There's a giant R on the front. There's a big F on the back.
Why are you lying? Why, of all the things to lie about, like, why are you trying to pretend that you're a superhero? Like,
I don't know what else I can do or say to make you believe that I'm telling you the truth, but I am Red Fury. So,
what? Red Fury?
Yes, I am Red Fury.
This is so awkward.
Red Fury? That's your superhero name.
Yes, I know it sounds crazy, but this is what I'm doing, and this is exactly why I didn't tell anyone about it.
But I'm not cheating. I would never do that to you.
Is it not a part of your Superman DNA?
See, that's exactly why I didn't want to say anything, because I knew you would just make fun of me.
What do you want me to say? That I'm proud of you for walking around in spandex and tights in a cape?
Okay, well, first of all, I never mentioned anything about spandex or tights.
I am sorry to, like, fudge on your details then. I'll get your lie better next time.
Renee, I know you've been cheated on in the past, but I kind of believe Jake.
Thank you.
Is there anybody else that knows your identity, Red Fury, that could vouch for you?
One person, my friend Nate does.
Who's Nate?
He lives a couple of houses down from me. He's my sidekick, and he goes by The Rage. So together, we are Red Fury and The Rage.
That is amazing.
I applaud the naming.
I like your names a lot, dude.
Yeah, it's pretty scary.
Red Fury and The Rage.
I know, but it's the truth. I just hope you can understand where I'm coming from.
I don't even know what to believe.
Well, you can believe me.
Yeah, I would believe Jake. That's kind of a big lie to use. You know, that's something that you could easily find out is a lie.
And it's so strange.
Exactly. If I actually was cheating, I would have the intelligence to come up with a better excuse than being a superhero.
Yeah, that's like the worst lie I've ever heard, if that's a lie.
This just all sounds so unbelievable. This is your last chance. Are you really telling me the truth?
I'm telling you the cold, hard truth. And if you don't believe me, you can come out on a ride along with me and Nate next time.
Don't you mean The Rage?
Yes, The Rage. And you can come with me whenever you want, and I promise I will not lie to you ever again.
Look, this is weird, and this is out of my comfort zone, but I really like you, and I would consider a ride along.
Hey!
Yeah? Because I gotta see this for myself.
All right. Yeah. Awesome. So there you go, Renee. You found out that at least he wasn't cheating on you.
Yeah.
And you're dating a superhero, which is what a lot of girls dream of.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
And Jake, I'm so sorry to let your real identity out there.
He'll have no fury like the Red Fury.
Is that your tagline?
Sure is.
It then needs work, dude.